Welcome to A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby, your weekly dose of health, wealth, and everything else.
Thanks for tuning in and letting us share a bit of advice. I'm ahead of myself. I want to jump right into this right away. But we're here to share a bit of advice on business, wellness, and mindset. And today's guest is my friend, Cindy. Cindy, I don't know, is it Fritz or Fritzy? I always want to say Fritzy, and it's Fritz, isn't it?
Fritz.
Yes. Why do I want to say Cindy Fritzy? I don't know. I think it's because your first name ends with a Y. So I always want to expand. Cindy Fritzy. Fritz. Cindy Fritz is my guest today. She's certified as an EFT practitioner, matrix reprinting, and hacking reality coach. She believes that everyone deserves freedom from unwanted emotions that block reaching their goals. Does anybody relate to this? I know I do. EFT is a powerful way to help you get there. EFT allows you to access your inner self and release those unwanted feelings and emotions that block and hold you back from reaching your true potential. I had an experience with Cindy firsthand. We're going to talk about that as we dive deeper into this. I will tell you, EFT makes a huge difference. It brings clarity by allowing you to tap away the anxiety that clouds your thinking. You know, being an expert in EFT allows her to help us to move through things, to teach us this amazing technique and help us to make a difference in the world. So please join Cindy and I as we dig deeper into how these little fingers of ours can change our emotions, shift our life, and allow us to live up to our true potential. You know, we're going to dive into empowering ourselves by releasing those disempowering thoughts. So I think I covered it. Anything you want to add to that, Cindy?
No, that was beautiful, actually.
Perfect. Well, I'm just going to jump in. I don't know if people have heard of EFT. I think they have. I mean, it's been around a long time, but I never want to assume. Can you introduce us to EFT or tapping therapy? Explain to the listeners, what is it? How does it work?
EFT, we all have a superhighway of meridians that go throughout our body. And so with EFT, we tap on the energy meridians where they cross in your body. It's a lot like acupuncture, except we don't use needles, which is my favorite, actually. And we start off at the karate chop point with an introduction. You'll name the problem that you want to deal with and then say something positive. It helps you to open your mind and be more expansive to the issue. And you do this about 3 times. Even though I'm blah, da, 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 I still deeply love and appreciate myself and do similar things to that 3 times. And then, as my instructor told me, you go for the jugulars, you go for the problem. You want to, in the first couple of rounds, you want them to feel the problem because you want to bring it up so that we can release it. So you start on the top of the head, inside corner of the eye, right where the eyebrows start. The side of the eye, under the nose, the chin. There's a fleshy part underneath your clavicle right here, directly under your nipples on your rib cage, under your arm about 3 inches under the armpit or your bra line. There are points on each one of your fingers, but my instructor told me that if you do this and this, all of them get taken care of. And then last but not least, I usually put the 9 gamut point in because the 9 gamut point on either hand, of course, is in the ring finger and the baby finger in the groove in between. That's your 9 gamut point. And this one sends piezoelectricity to both sides of your brain and helps you to calm down quicker. So I usually think it's a very positive thing. And I'll give you more on that in a minute, but that's a positive thing to add. So anyway, that's 1 round. We'll go through it a couple of times. If you're angry, I want you to get angry. If you're sad, I want you to feel sad, all of it. And then at a point in time when it's calming down a little bit, because all the piezoelectricity that goes to the midbrain by tapping causes the amygdala to react in a way that just sends calming messages to your body. So once your body has calmed down just a little bit, then we do the reframe. So even though I'm mad about this, I know they couldn't do it better. Whatever it was that helps you to get to the point of love and forgiveness and the issue that you're working on or strength and personality, or what blocks me. I forgive whoever it was that blocked me, whatever the issue is you're working on, and do those things until you are calmed down completely. And that usually does take care of, that's the superficial, that's the down and dirty, that's the basic EFT recipe.
It's often described as a tool for emotional healing. You know, can you share how it helps individuals manage their stress, anxiety, and emotional challenges? You know, like, is there a deeper definition of how it actually works on the body?
Well, like I said, when you tap on your energy meridians, it sends
Mm-hmm.
electricity, piezoelectricity, minute amounts to the amygdala. And in your amygdala, or midbrain, which doesn't think in words, only pictures, the base of your brain and the midbrain only think in pictures. It's not till we got to the neocortex where we had language. So in these areas where you're storing your stressors, anxieties, traumas are stored there, is where you're tapping into them and sending calming messages to those areas of your brain.
Yeah, it's how it's all connected. Those meridians are connected. Everything flows through them. It's like a communication highway through the body, and
It
it
really
can get roadblocks, basically. I mean, those negative, correct me if I'm wrong. This is kind of how I'm seeing it or hearing it in my brain, is our emotions, our negative emotions can cause roadblocks. Maybe our happy emotions can too, I don't know. But those roadblocks, the tapping helps to free up and open up those roadblocks or those speed bumps that get in the way of that, those happy thoughts, that happy, calm, peace, serenity that we're really supposed to
happy.
be functioning in.
You're supposed to, our authentic self is a person who is confident and happy about most things. So when you're upset about something, it's usually your own creation. So it helps you to dig in through and to make sense of it. When stressors come to us, we feed it. A lot of it is something that we imagine is going to happen or imagine is true, and you can, and it never actually comes into fruition. So when we
Yeah.
tap on these things, we tap on those thoughts or those stories that we're telling ourselves so that we can release them and let yourself be in a comfortable place.
So is EFT a standalone therapeutic technique, or is this something that we use in conjunction with other stuff that we're doing?
I've done both because some of my workshops that I've given have been just been EFT only. And I've also gotten clients from counselors because it helps with the emotional aspect of it. They're having a hard time handling their feelings. And sometimes I've had several counselors refer clients to me for the emotional piece of it. It can
Yeah.
be standalone. I personally will not work with anybody only if they are suicidal. If they're suicidal, they need to be with a counselor or a psychologist and that kind of thing. Those if it's a suicide. Other than that, I can handle a lot of things, a lot of trauma. It works. It's the first line use for the armed services for PTSD. It works for a lot
Yeah.
of things.
I know they've been working a lot with veterans using this. I'm a retired holistic health practitioner, so I worked in the area of foods, you know, herbs and supplements, nutrition, to help shift people into a more optimum state. When they were struggling with something, we would try to shift their body, give it enough food and nutrition, allow it to heal itself. But I found, and when I was trained through the School of Natural Healing, that we were taught that every disease has an emotional component to it. That there, it doesn't, the disease does not stand alone, that there is an emotional component. We went through something traumatic. We had thought processes. We were exposed to something in our environment, our family. Something caused an emotional experience, and then dis-ease came into the body. And so, if we don't address the emotional component to dis-ease, we may be able to shift it temporarily, but it oftentimes will return. So, I see this as kind of a precursor, or a, you know, adjunct therapy. Like, we don't just treat the disease, we treat the emotion. And this is something so beautiful. We talked about this before we hit the record button, that we can actually teach people how to do this. And you don't need to have a therapist sitting with you every time. You can go to a therapy session with someone. They can get you started, peel the first layer of the onion off, send you home to walk through this process, and then you come back for that next deeper. That next session that will take you even deeper. We'll dig deeper with the questions and find out what's been released and where we need to go next. But can you talk a little bit about that? I know, you said that you go for the jugular, and in a sense you do, but we don't cure anything. And I, wrong word, cure, not cure. We don't, we can make shifts. We can make small shifts. Do we really make ginormous shifts and completely release things one session? I mean, it's a silly question, but
One session is difficult, and especially if you have quite a few aspects. It's like it was explained to me as a tabletop with many, many, many legs. And in one session, you knock out about 10 legs, but there's still some things that keep it supported, your problem supported. So you need to have, if it's a bigger one, usually at least one or two, three sessions at least to knock all the table legs out. But the good news is, once you get everything, it drops completely and it never comes back to bother you again. You've got it.
So it's so amazing. I mean, like, there's no drug, there's no pharmaceutical, there's no, it's like this is doesn't have to be an ongoing state of mind. How many of us still live with childhood traumas that affect our life today? Can we?
You would be surprised at how many people do. And it can be something just really minor too. It doesn't have to be a big T trauma to really affect you in a negative way.
Yeah. And so you said table leg. I see it as an onion. We peel the different layers of the onion on. Everybody's seen, if you've ever cut an onion, you know what those layers look like. So how long is a session? And you said, at least three sessions. But I think for me, I found that this is really an ongoing process because you don't know what you don't know that's holding you back. So something, this is today's issue, and we can work on that. And we may get into some of the deeper issues of why I'm experiencing this today. But when do we get into that, childhood? I'm on the playground in kindergarten and someone said, I'll never amount to anything, or that kid wouldn't say that, but something hurtful on the playground that, oh man, it's living in your brain, or somebody called you a spoiled brat, and your whole life you give away everything that you own because you feel like you don't deserve it because, oh, you were called a spoiled brat. That's one of my issues, so I can speak to that. But it took a long time for that to come up, to allow for me to feel worthy and be able to deserve things. And that was something that happened when I was in elementary school, when I was a child, called vain and spoiled. And so, like, take us through kind of that process a little bit of how do we get to those early childhood things that are affecting us? Because, like you said, there's so many people that are stopped by that.
Well, that's when you get into the more advanced portions of EFT. And I don't think I should even attempt to teach that to anybody. So you really shouldn't go on the matrix by yourself. The
Okay.
matrix is an area all around you. And when you come to Earth, you come to Earth, let's say, with $1,000 worth of emotional currency, just as an example. And this thing happened to you in the playground, and $500 or $1,000 was over there. And it's something that's underneath, and you've pushed it down enough where you don't think about it anymore. So when we go into the matrix, what we do is we identify, first of all, where your pain, there's a painful part or a sore spot in your boobs, and we don't have to find it today, but anyway, it exists. And we tap on that area, and we ask which one of the younger selves wants to speak to us the most about this. And my patient then will tap and close their eyes until they have a memory. And it may not even be a memory that makes sense in this moment, that why is that coming? But it's the lesson that it wants to teach you. And so, as an example, and I'm approved to do this. I had a client that was scared to death of the furnace. He'd go down, he'd just do anything not to be near the furnace. And of course, that had no merit. It was, what the heck, you know? So we went back to a time when he was a little boy down the basement, and they had the old time furnaces that had a glass front, and when it started, the fire would, you could see like a gas fire would be, fireplace would be. And he was playing jacks in the basement with his little black cat. And the furnace went, and his cat jumped on him and scared him at the same time. And it just terrified him to the point where it just didn't make sense type thing. So when you went, we went back and talked to his young, the younger self. And I don't, please suspend your disbelief if you have it on this one, but your younger self is exists just like you do. And you go back to that caught energy and ask it, what are you afraid of? And more importantly, what life lesson did you take from this? And you tap them, tap on the, my client will tap on themselves, but in their mind, they're tapping on the younger self and making them calmer and speaking in words that are appropriate for like that age, like you're such a good boy, and things that that little boy would take in. And then when they're calmed down, then how would you like to remember this better? What is your life lesson going to be that you'd like to have? And they, whatever it is, sometimes there's in the universe, out in the morphic field, there are things that you can use for these clients that are actually in the morphic field. One of them is a ball of protection. You want a ball of protection around yourself. Okay. Install it. It's there. They describe it. What would you like in it? That kind of thing. When you get that memory the way you like it, then they go through a re-imprinting process, which brings it down through your head and all through your body to any younger selves that needs that information, and then create a new timeline up to the present tense. And followed by a little bit of homework afterwards, in which I request that they love that scene that they want to see as a memory and pull it out to the morphic field for at least 2 weeks. And after that, whenever they think of that situation, they will remember what they want to remember about it.
Wow.
You're basically rewiring your brain. So that's what Matrix and Hacking Reality does.
And it's on a cellular level because I remember when you had mentioned something to me as we were talking, and all of a sudden, like I got chicken skin, I got the goosebumps all over my skin because I remembered from that first session something that you had talked about, and it just like on a it shifted something on a cellular level. So when you said that once we go through this, it doesn't have to come back. That's what's so amazing is we can teach folks how to do some of this on their own. The therapist walks through, they can take some of these skills, some of these techniques home and tap when, you know, in moments of heat, and then you can come back and dig deeper and find those trigger points so that you can completely release them. Are there any misconceptions about EFT that you'd like to address or share, like that people may have heard that may have stopped them from coming to see a practitioner?
Well, there's probably quite a few, but the ones that I can identify are that is woo-woo. What's tapping gonna
Ooh.
do for me? That's crazy. Oh, wee, that's out there, and or that is there's a religion attached to it. It's not religious at all. It's just a technique for helping yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Also that I can't do it, and it is a struggle for people in the beginning when they don't know what to say to themselves, but stick with it. You'll be happy you know how to do it. And just suspending disbelief, you know. Some people want you to heal them, so they'll come and sit and do. How are you feeling? I suppose I'm all right. You need, if you give it your all and get into it, you will find relief from anything you're working. I will guarantee it.
Yeah,
So.
interesting. So is it something that you can teach folks? Like you do teach us. I mean, you teach us how to go through those processes, but we don't necessarily have the skills to go all the way through into the matrix, as you had mentioned, where you can take somebody deep enough. It's like there's a skill that you've learned as a therapist to ask the right questions to lead someone through that process. But you, through having a session with you, we will have a script to start with to work on to take with us. Is that correct? Am I explaining this correctly?
I don't normally write anything down, so I never
No,
have a
I mean just
yeah.
you, just the script as w the words that you've used, the way that you've taught,
Yeah.
the way that you've walked through, like what were the what you had said when we were tapping on these different points. That's what I'm saying is, and you develop that on the spot. It's not pre-written. It's
Oh,
something that you
it's not
create
hot.
through listening.
That it's
Yeah.
not a one and done. This is for anger, this is for that. It doesn't
Yeah.
work because everybody's aspects are different, so I have to speak to what is your issue.
Yeah.
So, and yes, I can teach the basic recipe, I guess teach is a nebulous word. I can run you through it, and then there's no way. There's another aspect I didn't think about in terms of EFT. There's no way you can do it wrong.
Ooh,
You're
yeah.
not going to start to bark at stop signs or anything crazy. And I'm out of control. No, it either the only thing that would be a negative is it just didn't have the impact you wanted, and all that says is try it again.
We didn't have the right question. So it's not hypnosis. Is this energy work? We've
Absolutely.
all heard of energy work. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Explain energy work for our audience.
Well, when the piezoelectricity from the tapping goes up to the brain, that's an energy, right? For one thing. And it goes and releases the problem in the amygdala. And then also, when you go to the matrix and you're re-imprinting, you actually are sending things down through the synapses of your brain to actually rewire them. And in those ways, that is energy work.
Yeah. When you talk about the I always say it wrong, piezoelectricity, that's what our the early radios were used, that kind of electricity to make music or make noise or allow people to have those talking shows. And our body actually has it, and we can activate that through different ways of touching the body or tapping on the body. We start to move that energy through our own body. And that's always been fascinating to me.
Know, the thing that's fascinating about EFT is if you, let's say, for instance, you're having problems with a body part and you know it. Like, say, I took a person down through, I shouldn't talk about them that much, I guess, but let's use
About
faith.
sciatic. I hear so many people say, oh, my sciatic nerve is hurting.
Okay, well, let's use that then. Well, we can tap on and have them close their eyes and have them ask that body part what it wants to tell you. Because usually there is a message. Like, say, for instance, lower back is burden, usually, as is shoulders, typically. Chest is usually anxiety. Liver is anger, usually. And fear is in your gut. I mean, it's not always exactly right, but it'll tell you what it wants to tell you. Like, this is burdening me. And then usually, or I don't want to go forward, knee pain, usually, not always. But when you ask the knee that's hurting what it wants to tell you, and there will be even a small message for you, typically, of what to do to change and to be different or wear different shoes. Or thus, a person had a problem with candida in her nose and it told her to eat specifically. And she did.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you can ask your body. That's one thing. And another thing there about I haven't talked about at all is surrogate tapping. Are you familiar with that at all? Surrogate tapping is when, say, for instance, you're having trouble with Uncle Barney, whoever, somebody. You can, in your mind's eye, guide your client to close their eyes and to go into a space that's now, where they're sitting on a couch with Barney, and you then put a light over them, the light of truth, where they can speak their mind clearly and easily, and everything can come out in the open. There's nothing hidden. And then you ask them what it is, like, why is it? Tell me why it is we can't get along in this area or whatever it is. And sometimes they'll show you a picture of when I was a child, I learned that that isn't okay to do, or whatever it is. And you could then have a conversation and tapping with them and come to an agreement that things will be different. It's amazing. I did this with a person a couple of weeks ago, and she wanted to tap them with a magic wand. I thought, okay. So she said, and she tapped at the end. She said, "If I tap you with this wand, you're going to be really nice to me from now on." So she tapped him with the wand, and we got out of the session. We parted the energies and got out of there. And then she told me that it worked. Ever since, every time she talked to him after that, he was kinder, much nicer. That one was a surprise to me, to be honest. It's amazing
So
what you
could
can
you do that
do.
if you've lost a parent or sibling, you know, somebody who's passed on and you may have some unresolved issues? Would that work the same way that?
Well, I wouldn't guarantee that one, but I can tell you that I have clients that have had problems with people that are dead. And so you can ask that person's cross to come and talk with them, and they do.
Yeah.
Like say I want to talk to my dad about this situation, and usually they'll come in and they'll have a conversation with you about that. And you can always tell if
Completely.
they've crossed over. If they are very kind, benevolent, then you know that they crossed over. And if they're
Okay.
still here some way, they usually have an issue. They'll come in with an issue, but then you tell work on the ghost and send them to heaven. It's kind of fun.
Fascinating. So, we said woo-woo. There's, do you have advice for those people who might be skeptical about trying it, especially now that we've given you more reasons to be skeptical that you can, what did you call it? Phantom tapping or when
Target.
surrogate tapping. It's just energy. We're all energy. We're all connected by this massive web of energy throughout the world. Living and beyond, depending on what your beliefs are, you may find that to be true or false, but there's some evidence. There are a lot of energy workers in the world that have some evidence that proves this to be the case. We're seeing shifts in energy, both in people and environments, in plants and animals. So we know that there's something here at work. There's an underlying methodology that's here at work. So we know it works. For those folks who might be skeptical about trying EFT for the first time, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that there's nothing in it that can harm you. There's nothing occultish, there's nothing religious, nothing in it that could ever hurt you. It's just a modality for peace, bring yourself peace. And to just do what I did. And what I did is because I thought it was crazy when I first heard of it, but I wanted to quit smoking and I could not handle it any other way. And so one of my friends who I was a good friend, but she was kind of into this stuff that I thought was weird at the time, told me about EFT, and she showed me how to tap and what to do. And she said, "Do this every time you want to have a cigarette." And so I did it and did it and did it and did it. Everything from thinking to go outside and have a cigarette, and I don't at work, or I just want to have a deep breath, or whatever. Everything that came up, anything and everything that came up, and within a 2-week period, I nailed it. I had a look back about 2.5 weeks afterwards, and I realized I just hadn't botany, and I never thought of it. It was gone.
No withdrawals,
Nothing.
just stopped.
Just there it is. And it's still like that. I mean, some people, when they quit smoking, it smells to them and they don't want to be around it.
Yeah.
And so I don't even have that. I don't choose to be around it, but it doesn't be crazy either. So
You don't find it super offensive.
it's just plain gone.
That's
So.
amazing. I know of a couple of folks off the top of my head who have tried to quit smoking. Kelly, Kelly, my friend Kelly. Yeah, I need to tell her that. I didn't know about that piece of it. That's interesting. How does EFT fit into our overall wellness and mental health? I mean, I can see this and have used this kind of on a daily basis since I first learned about it many, many years ago. I don't know. It was in the late 90s, I think, that I first read about EFT, and I wouldn't say that I used it a lot during that time, but when I went through some essential oil training and some energy training, this was something that came up for me. And so it's always there. I'm not trained in it, not certified in it. I barely can use it for myself, but I know, like, if I'm driving in the and it's really stressful, I'll just start tapping on my thymus. I won't go through the whole thing, but it calms me down. I have that point right there on my thymus that calms me down. If I'm on the phone and it's a heated discussion and I want to make sure that I don't say something that I regret, I will tap right there. And it just kind of, it's like, for me, that's that centering point. And you probably have some information about why it is that I'm drawn to that one particular point. I don't know. I just know that it works for me
It
and
works.
helps to calm my nervous system.
Each one of the sites has a specificness to it. Like this is anger, this is grief, this is disempowerment, this is knowledge, and this is wisdom as one. And so you probably are looking for wisdom when you do that.
Okay,
And
interesting.
it's interesting. That's a good one if you're upset, especially if you're on the phone or something and you need to. That's a very good tapping point, but I'm going to draw to your attention to the nine.
Yeah, that's new for me. I'd never heard of that.
Well, they usually, when I learned this, they bring out the nine when they can't drop your emotional level. In EFT land, the SUD level is subjective units of distress. So yeah, I start off with a number like a nine is terrible. You've got to really do some work here. And zero is it's not a problem for you. And so if you're not being able to drop the sud level, then you add the nine because it works both sides of the brain. But I think that this is a very good one for anyone stressed out. So if you have a situation coming up that you are upset about, excuse me, I need some water here. A situation coming up that you're really upset about, a worry is a good one, or anger, any of it really. And then just either hand in the groove and just start tapping and naming it. This really worries me because blah, 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 blah. This is upsetting to me. Da, 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 da. It'll help you just to rant. You can go through all the body parts and rant, and that's a good one, really good. But if you don't want to do all that, just hit the nine on either hand. Boy, that makes me mad. Ah, whatever it is, and really talk about what it is that's upsetting you.
Yeah.
And it will give you a more calmer perspective. It'll help you use your neocortex better when you can make better decisions because you're not as worked up about it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just hard. Like things kind of overtake you, and you get so heated in a moment, and it's like I just want to calm down because I can't think rationally in this moment. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's nice to be able to have a skill
It
that
is.
or a technique that you can
You like
use.
this one, and that's
Yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
But if you didn't like that one, this is a really good one, I would add. The nine
Yeah,
then.
that would be less noticeable sitting in my lap and I'm on Zoom and I'm having a conversation with a client or something versus why are you beating on your chest? Like, are you gonna go live in the jungle?
Well, I'm planning on it, and I'm just practicing, you know.
Yeah, I'm just exactly. So, the question here was, how does it fit into your overall wellness or mental health care plan? And so you can see that having this can fit into it. It can calm the nervous system, bring you fully present, allow you to compose yourself and be able to have that conversation. Are there other ways that this can be incorporated into somebody's overall wellness plan or mental health?
One thing is pain, that's for sure.
Ooh.
It can help you reduce your pain.
Okay.
I'm one of my clients we went back to, he had a car accident and messed his body up. I can't tell you much. And even though the x-rays still looked like all the hardware was there and all the stuff that was there, and the pain was horrendous, we were able to go back to the accident and wipe the pain away. And so when he came back out of it, even though nothing has changed physically for him, he just didn't feel pain anymore. So it works good for pain. Or any habit that you want to change, any block to success. What is it that keeps me from? And usually there's something that we sabotage ourselves with and we don't even realize we're doing it. So when you can get into that, what sabotages me and eliminate it, it's much easier to get to the goal that you're looking for.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's it, well, our motto is try it on everything because it works on pretty much everything. It
Yeah. Yeah.
won't
And
be.
I don't know for those listeners who are listening, like, can you, I know that you're probably having thoughts like, yeah, I don't believe you because I had those thoughts. It's
Yeah,
like, really? You can
me
help me come
too.
over my fear of failure or my like I'm not worthy or deserving or open up and allow the financial, truckloads of money to come in, not truckloads. All right. Because many of us have financial blocks and I don't know where they always come from. Oftentimes I know mine were childhood stuff, watching the struggles and the pain and the trials that my parents went through and, carrying that forward. Then it, has affected my ability to be an earner. And so that was a block for me. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a physical thing. It doesn't matter if it's emotional. If it doesn't matter, it doesn't really matter if you observe something as a child and you have these thought patterns that it has created for you, or a belief system, oftentimes called as your BS system, because our beliefs come from observation. Sometimes there's no rational thought put behind it. Like it just doesn't make any sense why we believe something. So I like to refer to it as my BS system. I need to check in with my beliefs. Are they BS or are they, is this really something that is truth, like universal truth for me? So,
Yeah, it's amazing how many stories we can create. Another thing that is good to do, and this is not exactly EFT, but it's good, and so I'm going to throw it in here, is that if you have a repeating story that you're telling me about injustice or We tend to make up stories or at least elaborate so much that they're really no longer true. And so when these horror stories come into your mind, a good thing to do is to say to yourself, that's good information. It helps you step aside from it and take a look at it. Okay, this is what's going on, and this is how I feel about it. And then you can use Sedona and EFT to release the need to have that story and release the need. And usually, sometimes emotional in our body are addicting. At least to release the addiction to the emotions of blah, da, da, so that you never have to have those feelings necessarily repeating, repeating, repeating anymore.
It becomes part of our identity. Sometimes we own those emotions and we get known for that. It's who we are, and it doesn't have to be. We can let them go, especially if it's a negative emotion. Somebody who shows up aggressively or in a state of anger often, or those kinds of things. You don't want to be known for that necessarily. So you can let go of those kinds of emotions and I re-identify yourself, choose how you want to show up in the world, and this will help support you. You dropped a word in there. You dropped that word Sedona in there. And I think we're going to tell people about that next week because we're at the end of our time. So if you want to go deeper,
Already.
we've been here chatting for a while. Time goes really fast when I'm interested in a subject. It's like I feel like you're in front of a firing range. It's like asking questions. But Sedona method, we're going to go deeper into that next week. Is there anything you want to say to introduce it this week, or should we just say come on back? It's another energy modality that is complementary to tapping.
It is complementary to tapping. They do a lot the same things. EFT or Sedona method was a identify. I'll give you this much of it so far. Lester Levinson was sent home to die in the 30s of cancer, and he just had so many emotional problems. He didn't want to die unhappy, so he started asking himself three questions: Can I release that? Yeah. Would I if I could? Now that's that can stick some people up, right? Because there's reasons why we want to hold on to that. But if you can get to the yes, I could, then when it's right now. And usually there's a subconscious release, and often you have physical movement in your body when you're releasing that. That's normal if you do. And it's just a drop the mic, do that particular problem is no more. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Beautiful. So I'm going to have Cindy back next week, folks. We're going to talk about the Sedona method. If you have any questions about EFT, please send them to me and we'll bring them into that conversation next week as well. I know you were struggling with some sniffles this week, but I appreciate you showing up live. It's not always easy to show up when you don't feel good, but I'm guessing you probably tapped right through it to get your energy to the place where you could have this conversation with me. And I really truly want to say thank you for showing up and pouring into our audience. This was great information. And I hope some folks will reach out to you. Where can they find you if they want to dig deeper into this or maybe have a session themselves?
First of all, a session is an hour and a half, so it's worth your investment of time. And secondly, come to healingshoresllc.com. And then I do offer 30-minute free consultations if anybody wants to find out more about it before they decide yay or nay. I'm more than willing to walk you through it and help you understand it better. We do have, and then you can book appointments there. We have just a real basic website stuff.
So, folks, go ahead and look for Cindy Fritz with an E on the end, and it's healingshoresllc.com. You can find her there to book an appointment or just dive deeper. We can only cover so much on our 30 minutes. You can talk to her personally and discuss your own personal issues to see if it's something that she might be able to help you with. So I encourage you to just reach out and connect with Cindy and then come on back next week. And also, I am an entrepreneur advisor, so I would be at a miss if I didn't tell you that we can help you with your social media. If you're looking to expand your brand online, please reach out and let me know how I can be of service to you in expanding your message through social media. You can go to my website at Lisa Mosby, and it's MOS. BEY, lisamosby.com, and book 30 minutes with me as well. All right, folks, thanks so much for letting us offer a bit of advice this week. Come on back next week, and we look forward to sharing more good information with you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on A Bit of Insight. To get more involved with our wellness community, grab a copy of my book, Live Well, Travel Far,
Or to explore our travel offerings, visit the website at insightcenterforwellness.com. And if today's episode gave you something to think about, leave a review and please share it with a friend. This is Lisa Mosby reminding you to live well, travel far, and always follow your insight.